How would you talk about your bullpen today? Bowman, Cecil?
I mean, the spot we put Bowman in, we keep kind of putting him in those high leverage spots and expecting big things, and he seems to get it done. It's impressive. Not everybody has the ability to come into an inning like that and make the kind of pitches that he has been consistently making. Cecil was great also. I mean, to be able to get that many out of him, it's not something he's done a lot of, but he was efficient enough that first inning out that he was able to go back and made big pitches. Guys made good defensive plays behind him too. I mean, the double play was pivotal at that particular point. And then, you know, even in warm-ups, we were commenting how the slider looked different for O right from the beginning. And I think you could see the swing and misses validated that being true.
How do you think the bullpen as a whole has kind of reacted to the last week and a half where you have said, kind of, hey, look, no rolls, it's the best matchup. It's gotten to pitch and best. It's not going to be this kind of recipe.
Yeah, I think it comes down to the veteran guys understanding and getting the support. I mean, even it starts with a guy like even though it hasn't been around that long, this is a seasoned veteran who was our ninth inning guy who understood it, took it, and said, give me the ball whenever. And I think when you see veteran leadership like that, everybody else falls in place. And Trevor's been in the same boat, and Brett, whatever they need, whatever we need, they're ready for. And then the younger guys are ready. But it comes down to everybody just having buy-in at what's best for the team.
What exactly does Luke have to do in his first two at-bats to not have Yadi intentionally
walk ahead? Yeah. Well, apparently it worked, but what a great day for Luke. I mean, that didn't even look like, it wasn't one of those fall-over swing so hard that you can't even keep your feet. I mean, just it was a controlled stroke and stayed back on the breaking ball. And I didn't see the final numbers. I mean, that was got to be close to what Gritch hit the other day. I mean, that's a long ways. And then to be able to stay back and have the kind of strength he had to hit the ball to right field like he did in another big situation, I mean, that was big. We were talking before the game, why are we doing that? Because this kid continues to take great at bats in big situations, and it's hard not to have him in the lineup when he's swinging like he is.
Said it was only 446.
Is that all? It looked off.
About 30 shy of Gritch's.
That ball was hammered. It was nice to see. Just like I said, the thing about it was it didn't even look like he tried to generate extra power. It was just his normal swing.
5-6-4 is the way you drew it up on that double play.
Well, that's actually what that play is for. Yeah, it's you're committing. You're committing both corners in and trying to throwing your chips in. At, if it bunts a little bit hard, you have an opportunity maybe to get the lead run at least, but it's a bonus having the double play for sure. Well executed. I mean, you talk about guys who haven't necessarily run that play with us, with Mejia, and it just a nice job. No, and that's a great point because I think the consistency through the organization is so important. So when we do our plays in spring training, we had Stubby Clapp with us the whole time and explaining, here's kind of the thought process, here's the timing, this is how we're going to work on it. So when these guys get here, it's important that, I mean, the signs are the same, whoever's starting the play, the timing's the same, and you could tell that these guys have done a nice job of continuing what we started in the spring. Extremely, and yeah, and he's doing a little different too. I mean, today, thought he had a terrific cutter. Thought the cutter was really good, and the changeup was fantastic. Didn't see that necessarily that downhill pound in the bottom of the zone like I normally say is the key to his success. I thought he was effective with the fastball, but I thought his curveball was better than it's been, and the cutter was a real difference maker for him today.
Do you? I mean, you guys have an opportunity now with the All-Star break.
Yeah, we're just kind of getting to that point right now. Wanting to watch everybody their last time through and see where they are, see what they need, and those are the discussions that we're having for sure.
Looking back now, that break that he had before, he had the one good outing when he came back, and then that's when things went south. Do you think that was tied into it at all?
He didn't go that far south. I mean, the guy's he's had a good season, and so there's been a couple, and everybody's going to have a couple. Doesn't matter if you rest them or not, but if you have information that tells you that you need to rest a guy and you don't do it, then shame on you. And we said early on that's what we were going to do, and it didn't necessarily have anything to do with what those next ones look like. We got to protect them when we can. That's nothing different than what we said day one. And so we stuck with the plan, and we believe is the best thing for them, and hopefully that pays off down the road. I think these last few starts, once again, reinforces that we're doing the right thing when we're trying to put their health above anything else.
You have to try to use Cecil another 4 or 5 months and next time you run out there.
Yeah, you know, it depends on how rested he is. You know, I know in general, you know, it's not something he's done a lot. And when it's a guy who's been around a while and you ask him to do something he hasn't done a lot of, I think it's a push. I think when he's been rested or over-rested, it's going to be an option. I just don't see it as something that's going to be consistent. I'd like to see him out there as often as we can get him, even just for one, if he keeps throwing like he's doing. But days like this when we felt that, you know, we'd have to push him, you know, it's nice that he responded how he did.
You had Trevor throwing from the get-go on the night. How much latitude did O have out there?
You know, same kind of latitude Trevor has. You know, watch it. Looks right. It keeps rolling. And if match up, we get to a spot where we really needed a punch out and maybe O didn't look sharp, we had to do something. I mean, that's kind of where we are. And so Trevor was ready twice and looked like he heated up well and feel like he can come in a big situation and blow by somebody if he's timed up.
Something, if O still has to throw 4 pitches
for an intentional walk, do you do that there? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, O's been very good against right-handed hitters. And, you know, we had a pretty rough matchup, you know, the other day trying to sneak a curveball past the same guy. And for us, you know, that kind of goes against some of the rules of putting that go-ahead run on base, but liked our opportunity to go for the win right then, and O came through.
Before the game, you talked about how you liked the way you were playing. This game took a lot to really like to win. It had to be fine, too.
Agreed.
Sort of an extension of what you're
doing. Yeah, this is, you saw some good defense. You know, the timely hitting. I love the fact that I don't necessarily enjoy it at the time. I'd rather have a 10-run lead, but we had a great opportunity for our bullpen to be pushed up against the wall and see how they respond, and they responded extremely well. We needed to see that. They needed to see it, and that's just another one of those pieces that we need to build the confidence of if we expect to go on the kind of run we need to go on.